if people want to be gay and lesbian, then let them, because they're born like that.
I do not now know why they choose to be gays and lesbians, whereas heterosexual is the way to go.
Accept them. I don't know. I have friends that are gay, and they're wonderful people, you know, to be around.
I think they should be respected as they are, respected for coming out with what they are and for not being ashamed of what they are.
Gays and lesbians, these people, I think they are confused. They don't know what they want in life. I mean, why would you want to be involved with another woman where you can have the pleasure with a guy? Get them away.
Okay, my name is Bulela Panda. I live in Kuguletu.
When did you become comfortable with yourself?
I could say after 1999, and then I was comfortable, and then I could talk about it, mingle, after I found some organizations who can help me, the people who are like me, just to talk the same language, to do the same thing, so that we understand, just because we understand each other.
My name is Glenda Swart. I'm with Triangle Project.
Please tell me, what does Triangle do for people who want to come out?
We offer a whole range of services that range from the Gay and Lesbian Helpline, a telephonic counseling service that's open 7 days a week. We've got a team of 12 social workers and psychologists working in our clinic, so we do face-to-face counseling and therapy. We have support groups, for instance, for youth dealing with coming out issues. Support services, various services. We produce media for specifically for people coming out either at a young age or at a mature age. I think that's a population that's often neglected, is people coming out in midlife. A host of professional services.
Why did it take you so long to accept yourself?
I didn't know anyone first, and I didn't know any organizations, and I didn't know what was happening to me, because I had same feelings with women, which is not natural, no one could know that. So I had to deal with myself and ask myself if this is really what I want, or this is really who I am. It's not that I never had a relationship with guys, I did, but I found out that's not me exactly. So that's why today I'm proud of who I am. I talk about it, I go to places, I don't have a problem.
Tell me about the crushes you had, man. The crushes that you couldn't act on.
When you've got a crush on someone, you suffer a lot because you can't tell, and you don't want to be disappointed. And there are a lot of people that I didn't tell that I have crush on them. But now, even now, I don't have regrets because it's a past and I've moved on. I'm happy where I am.
I'm Neil Henderson. I'm basically working on gay relationships. And the research paper is looking at power and abuse in gay relationships, particularly here at the UWC campus, and looking at black and coloured men who've basically been in these in gay relationships.
What kind of experiences do these guys come across when they are trying to be themselves?
Let's talk about maybe the respondents that I've been interviewing. Yeah, I mean, he would be with his woman friends and chatting to them or whatever, and then the boyfriends would arrive. And he would feel immediately on edge, you know what I mean? Because he wouldn't know what to say to them, because they basically, it's like they kind of have a, I would say a cult, but you know, men behave in a certain way together. They act in a certain way, and when they're together in a group, they're quite difficult to kind of confront. I mean, they feel they have a right to undermine anybody basically at that time, you know, and it gives them power. He would feel very threatened by what they would say, and he wouldn't speak. He'd become mute. And that's what he said was very painful in a way, because he couldn't really felt that he could give a contribution to the conversation, and he felt that he would recede into the background.
Hi, I'm Errol Naidu. I'm Pastor Errol Naidu from His People Christian Church.
Hallelujah.
The Bible, God's Word, does not call male on male relationship natural. In fact, the Bible calls it an abomination. There's never ever been any scientific proof that people are born homosexual, and that is that homosexuality is a sin that is found in many scriptures in the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament.
I'm Judith Cortesia. I work for Inclusive and Affirming Ministries. If you take the Bible and read it literally, it's like word for word, you take it as it stands, then you will have one result of what you will interpret the Bible says. But if you read the Bible in context, so it's not literally, but you allow the Bible to come from the time it was created, you'll find that some of our Christian churches have changed about women's ordination. Even if the Bible says the woman is not allowed to talk, how come in reading that verses, Christian community have come to the understanding that that doesn't mean a woman can't be called and have the gift of calling and the gift of prophecy and the gift of spiritual leadership. So if you read it literally, it will have one conclusion. If you read it in context, it has another conclusion. Now, a party like the ACDP, especially around this issue, is reading the Bible literally.
Any incident where someone said something very nasty to you?
It's just vulgar language that the lesbians are taking our women and they want to be men, which is not true. Maybe let's just show them the lesson. Even if we're walking down the road, we must look behind where we're going so that we know that we are safe.
Given an opportunity, say for instance, the stadium is full of those ignorant people, what would you say to them?
That will be the great opportunity to help, which is I will try to convince them by all means that we are human beings too. We are part of this earth, we live here. It doesn't matter if we can go to hiding, but the fact remains we'll be there, we'll be living in this world that they are living.
Earlier on, you were telling me that there's a big difference between homophobia and homo prejudice.
We all know the term homophobia and it gets flung around in society and by the media, but actually, if we unpack the term, homophobia is a very, very rare phenomenon. I don't think I've ever met a true homophobe in my clinical practice. When we're talking about a phobia, we're talking about somebody who has an irrational fear response to a particular stimulus, such as a mouse or the dark. The response on an emotional level is fear. What we're dealing with here in reality is a prejudice where the emotional response is anger, and society is in general homo prejudiced. People who have a phobia for mice, for instance, don't go around looking for mice and beating them up. People who are homophobic would avoid gay people at all costs, but people who are homo prejudiced go around belittling, verbally abusing, physically abusing, and even murdering gay and lesbian people.